W1RPG Mobile.
RPG, this is N0TR. Name here is Tom, and I'm in Greer. How's your day?
I'm Bob here, W1RPG. Yeah, we've chatted before. My day's going well. I hope yours is. Just making my way back home. Had my wife's car needed an oil change, and had some brake service done on her vehicle. So now it's all back to being 100%. Back to you.
Good, Bob. It makes him feel like a new car. You can always tell when you change that oil. I don't know, they just seem peppier. I changed this one, there were 5,000. We are just headed home. Got out of Walmart's parking lot alive. That's a feat. And went to Aldi's again today for some stuff Bernice forgot yesterday. And nothing much planned today. I need to get out and get the eggs before it starts to rain. It looks like it could start to rain any time.
Yes, yes. So I'm trying to think. I was, I don't know, a month or two ago, I was scouring the internet somewhere, and some website about ham radio license plates from all over the country and whatnot, and I could swear I saw your call sign on a license plate on somebody's, you know, collection or something, pictures. Back to you.
Curious. Could be. I do have a ham radio tag on this car down here. They make it look like N-O-T-R, so I put a slice through that for to make it a zero. But that's a typical mistake. They don't have as nice a ham radio tag down here, but they are very, very cheap. I think $3 or something like that. Because we do public service work, so it's a bargain, and I've had one down here for 15 years now, Bob.
Looked into it, and it is very cheap, like you said. I've never had a my call sign on a plate when I was in Connecticut or New York, and the reason for that is most of those years I couldn't because I was driving a company leased vehicle and that was it. But I've thought about it here, but I just haven't done it. So I just got off my exit here in Piedmont, going down Piedmont Highway, and I'm just a few miles south along this road, off this road. So. But you said you get the eggs. I'm assuming you have chickens. Over.
It's our mobile. Yes, we have 10 out there, Bob, and have had for many years. My wife, I took her off the farm when she was 18 and I was 19 back in Kansas. And headed to Vietnam, unfortunately. But at any rate, she wanted some chickens, so we got them. And they really produce really well. But, you mentioned seeing that license tag. I think it was Patrick or somebody sent me a email the other day. And on QRZ, on the internet, I was the featured ham on there. It don't last long because they do hams from all over the world, and they put your picture up and your station up, if you, whatever you put in QRZ. And I felt very honored. That's the first time I ever made it on there in about 35 years.
Hey, well, congratulations. I guess the way to figure that out is be on there every day and often to see if you pop up. Wow. Okay. I know they have subscriptions, too, so you could log right into your your Zed logbook. I haven't subscribed, but there's so many things they want you to subscribe to. I mean, it all adds up in the end. All right, Tom, I'm just going down my street and I'm going to park and get on with other things. The lawn is coming in, it's greener. I just wish it wasn't as spotty. I got to do some reseeding here and there. The front lawn really got banged up from Helene when three trees came crashing down on it. And all the foot traffic on the lawn, cutting up trees and piling up things back in the fall, did a job on it. So I got to fill in a few ruts and reseed here and there. And it's inclined, so if we don't have torrential downpours, then the seed, you know, doesn't stay put before it starts germinating. I'll try those plastic screens where it holds things in place for a while. All right, well, enjoy your day. Nice catching up with you. N0TRW1RPG.
Okay, Bob. Pleasure's all mine. It's nice to talk to you this morning. I would give you this tip. QRZ's totally free. All you got to do is put a call sign in and then develop a password. And it doesn't cost you anything. But you are invited to subscribe. I do, but you don't have to by any means. And it's a real nice service. But it is absolutely free. Just put your call sign in and set up a password. Anyway, you have a good day, Bob. We've got most of our lawn stuff done, all except, I think, a miclopred for grubs later next month. But we've got the bifenthrin down, and I think this fescue we seed in the fall, don't we, Bernice?
Yeah,
in the fall. And we got 5 inches of rain over the last 2 days, so that's been kind of rare here lately. Take care, Mom. This is N0TR Clear.
W1RPG Clear.
HY, setting up a new antenna and radio. How's this sounding?
You're full quieting into the repeater and excellent sound up here in Greer. How say you, Bob?
Me, I think that's Jim. I think that's Jim. You sound good into the machine. Is that Jim? Let me see if my memory serves me well.
Hey.
This is Bob, W1RPG. Yeah, I think this is our first on the air through the repeater. We've chatted at the Blue Ridge meetings and had fun with the exercises there with the HTs.
We're just testing out the new antenna and radio I'm setting up for tomorrow.
Very good. Hope it goes well. I had a prior engagement. I'm going to be at the Italian festival at one of the booths in Fountain Inn for the Italian club that I'm a member of. They do that once a year.
Enjoy that Italian food up while you're there.
All right, 7-3s, gentlemen. Enjoy the day. W1RPG.
Got to clear out, too. Just pulled in the driveway. This is N0TR Clear.